The distinguished delegate of Chile has the floor.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement and wishes to add some brief comments in our national capacity. Chile welcomes your election, Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill, as chairperson of the group of governmental experts on the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. We are sure, sir, that your diplomatic experience and extensive knowledge in the sphere of multilateral disarmament will facilitate your difficult task and will help our work this week. My delegation is committed to collaborating constructively in these discussions. We thank you, Chairman, for the way in which you have structured our meeting. It will enable us to address the various perspectives of this complex issue. We believe that the main perspective for analysis should be the ethical and legal dimension. On that point, taking into account the dizzying advances of scientific research and technological development, our country believes that the international community must thoroughly address the compatibility of lethal autonomous weapons with international humanitarian law and with international human rights law. It is clear that in the current state of international humanitarian law, there is no clarity, in fact, on whether a lethal autonomous weapon system, which is basically a machine, can comply with some or any of the basic norms, such as the capacity of distinguishing between combatants and civilians, proportionality, and precaution in attacks. Similarly, we are concerned by the legal impact of such activity. Given that legal rules don't apply to machines, we must create a proper legal framework, an appropriate legal framework, to ensure meaningful human control over any weapons system. Moreover, Chile is concerned at the possibility that potential use of this type of weapons may leave civilians and combatants unprotected and without legal defense, thereby violating their right to protection of the law and to legal recourse enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Similarly, there are no satisfactory answers to the question on criminal, civil, and political responsibility in the chain of command, nor are there satisfactory responses to the question on the potential responsibility of manufacturers, operators, and programmers of laws. My delegation has listened closely to the arguments put forward by those who caution that scientific development and technological development cannot and should not be hindered. However, the development of science more generally and robotics and artificial intelligence more specifically should not be hindered because it does have valuable civilian application. However, that doesn't mean that military applications of these technologies cannot be prohibited in the case of lethal autonomous weapon systems. As was stressed by the representative of the Holy See in his intervention. In fact, almost all technologies have dual use. And so we need to talk about how to regulate them so that they are not used for unlawful or wrongful ends. Moreover, some delegations maintain that lethal autonomous weapons do not exist. Now, if this is true, these countries should not then oppose preventive prohibition. Another aspect of concern for Chile is the possibility that any potential acquisition of this category of arms could, in fact, become a catalyst for a new arms race, which would be dangerous for peacekeeping and disastrous for the well-being of mankind. Mr. Chairman, given these concerning and persistent doubts, Chile believes that the high contracting parties have an obligation to act in a timely fashion, preventively prohibiting this new category of dehumanizing arms. The negotiation of Protocol 4 of the Convention on Blinding Laser Weapons is an important precedent. My delegation does recognize that there is a growing number of delegations sharing this position. And namely that of beginning discussion and negotiation on a new additional protocol, with a new protocol. We therefore take note of the proposals on a political declaration or code of conduct or other soft law initiatives. But we believe that the serious ethical and legal implications and the questions which still remain must be covered by an international legally binding instrument. Lastly, my delegation wishes to take this opportunity to stress the vital role of civil society in multilateral proceedings and, in particular, in this sphere. Thank you very much, Chairman.